Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back again.
You know, I wanted to talk about something that I actually received in my own email account this morning, which was an email allegedly from Facebook saying that my Facebook password had been reset. And, you know, I could tell right away that it seemed to be a malicious email. And I wanted to see if you're hearing anything about this this particular scam.
Well, yes, the email allegedly comes from Facebook. If you look closely at the headers, it's not really from Facebook.
Right.
And it tells users that they have to reset, that they have to change their password, that Facebook has reset it for security reasons, and the new password is in an attached document. Well, Facebook, MySpace, Yahoo, Microsoft, Twitter, you know, name the company, they're not going to send you a password in a document.
Right.
And in this case, it appeared like it was in a document that was in a zip file. Well, you can fake an icon, you know, just because it looks like a zip file and says .zip. There have been ways throughout the years to fake that kind of stuff. But the point is, you're not going to get that kind of an attachment, and you're not likely even to get that kind of an email. If you do, you probably already know there's a problem with your account and have already contacted Facebook or MySpace. But just a random email saying that because of measures taken to provide safety to our clients, your password has been changed is, you know, a sure sign that it's bogus. And if you think maybe it's actually real, what you do is you type in the URL www.facebook.com and you log into your account. You don't use anything in that email. And guess what? If your password still works, they didn't change it.
Good point.
Yeah. Now,
they were saying that this is part of the Bredo Lab botnet attack that's taking place. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, it appears that that's what it is. I don't remember if we call it Bredo Lab or by another name. Many vendors have different names for it. But yeah, the idea is to get the users to run the malware so that their computers become part of a botnet. And then the bad guys, in turn, rent out those bots to do things like send spam. They can use them to attack other websites. They can use them to install other rogue antivirus software. That's one of the big uses of it, is to install rogue antivirus or rogue anti-spyware on the user's computer. And then what happens is the user gets a pop-up saying your computer is infected and you have to send us $40 to clean it up. And it bugs them until they either do that or they get some professional help cleaning up their computer. Now, if you've got some proactive protection, then it will often be detected before you can actually execute it. But I wouldn't rely on antivirus alone, because these things are always changing and someone's going to get hit before anyone's got an update for it.
So it's good advice for the user to go to Facebook, log in, see if they can log in. Now, what about for IT managers? More and more companies seem to be allowing their employees to use social networking tools like Facebook, as that has become a primary way of communication even within the workplace. So what, if anything, can they do if one of their employees actually downloads the Trojan? How can the IT manager protect that?
Well, there's a variety of ways that they can protect that. One of them is with Windows 7, in fact, it's built in the app locker, which is a type of whitelisting. So the employee just wouldn't have permissions to run the program, and so they wouldn't be able to run it. That's one defense. Another defense has to do with a properly configured firewall, depending on what ports Bredo Lab is using, and I haven't looked into it. Sometimes the computer might still get infected, but because of the firewall, the ports it wants to use are blocked. So that's a mitigation. And definitely education, especially for employees that are going to be allowed to access social networking sites, they should have some significant education and perhaps even pass a test before they're allowed to use Facebook or MySpace or even LinkedIn on the corporate network.
Absolutely. Anything else related to this particular attack, or is this just another example of these sort of social engineering malicious attacks that we're going to keep seeing targeting social networks?
It's really just another example, and it highlights the need to teach people the fundamentals of social engineering and how to defend against social engineering attacks rather than trying to teach them one example at a time.
Randy, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today and to educate our listeners about this particular attack. If you've received this email or have any additional questions from Randy on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him and the ESET research team on Twitter at ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.